Welcome back to Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. Michael Kim, you've seen him on ESPN. He's a 17-year broadcaster who's now working with the network Stadium and Bally Sports. He's a Mizzou alum, and he also went to Westminster College in Fulton, and he was there last Friday. Cameron Connor had a chance to talk with him about being in his home state and receiving an invitation to host Westminster College's Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
I always love getting back to Missouri, Fulton, and Columbia especially. I grew up there on that campus. My dad was a professor at Westminster College for 30-plus years, and so I feel like I know just about every inch of that campus, and I never get tired of seeing the beauty of it, especially in the fall. I don't know if the leaves have started changing yet, but it's just a gorgeous campus, and it means so much to me and my family. I was there just about a month ago for the season opener for Mizzou football, and I make it part of my trip. Every time I come to Missouri, I go through the circle drive there at Westminster, and I make my way to Fulton just for that. If that's the only thing I do, that's it. And so to be able to spend a little bit more time there this weekend and honor one of my college teammates, Scott Nelson, going into the Hall of Fame there at Westminster, well, this is just going to be, you know, killing multiple birds with one stone.
Skipping to your undergrad years at Westminster, looking back, can you think of any of your favorite stories, the radio-friendly ones, of course?
Oh, there are a ton of stories. I mean, it's been fun connecting and reconnecting with guys here over the last couple of weeks, and we're sharing a lot of stories about Scott and then just reliving some of the fun moments from college. I don't know how many are actually family-friendly, but you know what? It's such a special place. Central Missouri as well, just because the people there are just so warm and they were so welcoming to my family. And one of the things that I always hearken back to, my family certainly does. I was young. We started in Columbia. My dad was a grad student at the University of Missouri, and I was born while he was going for his master's. And then when I was three, he took a job at Westminster, and that was in the late 60s. Now, keep in mind the climate of the country, and especially at a place, rural Missouri, the Vietnam War is going on there. But from the stories that my parents told me, as well as what I experienced, there was never a time when the people of Fulton, Missouri, and Central Missouri as a whole did not open their arms to my parents and welcome them as native Missourians, which they were not. And I will always remember those times and the stories and cherish those moments. And the people behind those stories, many of whom I have stayed in contact with, I saw a bunch of parents' friends back in the spring when I went back there for a Fulton High School event. And they're just salt of the earth people. You just won't find better people anywhere on this planet than the people who live there in Fulton, Missouri, and Callaway County in Central Missouri.
We're talking with Michael Kim. He's an anchor for the multi-platform sports network Stadium and also an anchor for Bally Sports. You may also know him from his long tenure at ESPN. You and your family have been affiliated with this area in mid-Missouri for so long. Did you ever think, after all of these years, that you'd be invited back for more official circumstances?
You know what? I was going to come back regardless, right? And it's tougher now because of work and having my own family, and that my family has moved out of Fulton. So it makes it tougher when I do have vacation time to get back to Central Missouri. So I try to pick my times, and certainly it helps when I can do a couple of different things, like go to a Mizzou football game or an event like this weekend at Westminster College. So anytime that I can find an excuse to get back home, I'll take it. But it is, as I'm sure a lot of people there who are listening, it's not always easy to get back. But I really look forward to being there this weekend.
Throughout your time at Westminster, were you always set on sports journalism, or is that something that you realized and developed over?
No,
you realized and developed over
yeah,
time.
Yeah, not at all, Cameron. I'll tell you, I went to Westminster. Well, I started as a freshman and sophomore at Mizzou, and then I transferred back to Westminster in part because I wanted to play baseball, which I did for 3 years there. And then the other part was to prepare myself better for possibly law school or journalism school. So when I graduated from Westminster, I was accepted to both the law school at Mizzou as well as the J school. And I guess being the number one son of a number one son of an Asian family, my parents really pushed me to get to law school. And it was just too hard to fight all the reasons they gave me. And besides, they were the ones paying for everything. So I kind of had to follow the money and follow their directives. And I went to law school at Mizzou. I can't say that I enjoyed my time there in terms of the studies, and my grades reflected that. But I met so many wonderful people, and to this day, some friends that I'm fortunate I can call them if I ever have any legal questions. They don't charge me, thankfully. I might have to buy them dinner and some drinks, but that's about it. But that actually helped teach me what I didn't want to do. I didn't want to be a lawyer. And I also had a roommate at the time in Columbia when I came back to law school, Jim Flink, who is now a professor at the journalism school. And he was going through the program, and he was telling me about all the things that he was doing. And I'm thinking, what am I not doing right here? I'm in my bedroom reading case law, and he's going out and doing all these fun things, or it seemed like fun things. And so I decided after 2 years, most people, after 2 years, it's kind of gravy as far as law school is concerned. And so I was like, if I don't make the move now, I may never make the move. And thankfully, through the advice of attorneys at the time, I was clerking for a law firm down in Jefferson City, Bright and Swearingen and Hawkins. And they were just so supportive of my move to journalism. Maybe they were trying to tell me, hey, you don't have a career in law, you need to get out. But they were all very supportive and kind in their support. And I took the chance, and I never turned back. I mean, it was one of those things where I felt like I found my calling, so to speak.
Fantastic. And you dovetailed into my next question there. Talk about your early career. What about some of the lessons that you learned back then that inevitably helped in your transition, whether through your time in Virginia and then eventually going to ESPN?
Yeah, I was very fortunate in the sense that, well, first of all, I think anybody coming through that Missouri program benefits from the teachers and the program itself. And it's just a wonderful place. I would advise anybody who has any thoughts, especially there in Missouri, it's easy because it's right there in your backyard. But that people come from all over the world to attend the Missouri Journalism School. And I've met so many people in my travels or people who just know about it. It's just a remarkable brand. I was fortunate that when I went to Springfield, Virginia, which is just outside of D.C., and they were starting up an operation, and they needed somebody who could do anchor, report, produce, edit, or shoot video on any given day at any given time for sports. And I just happened to be in the right place at the right time. I had graduated. I was available to move on a moment's notice, and they were starting up within weeks. And so I was one of the last people hired for this 80-person operation that launched back in 1991. And it was there, jumping right into big league sports and big-time college sports. You're talking about, at the time, NFL, NBA, NHL, and they didn't even have Major League Baseball at the time. The Washington Nationals were still years away from going there, so the Baltimore Orioles were the home team there. And then the colleges and some great teams and athletes that came out of there, as well as the high school scene in terms of sports in D.C. is just fantastic. So I just had a great time. It's funny because I talked to some of my friends who we worked together back then, and, maybe not making the biggest paychecks, but we had so much fun. And then when you're just working there and you're just surrounded by so many young people and the energy, and it was just so much fun to do that and to do it in a big city like Washington, D.C. So I just have such fondness for my time there at News Channel 8 in D.C. And then it was that opportunity that allowed me, again, timing was everything in my career, because they needed, as I told you back in 1991, to launch News Channel 8, they needed, and the News Channel 8, for those who don't know, that's a like a CNN, I guess, all news station, 24 hours covering the Washington, D.C. area. And I was a part of a sports team that covered all those teams in Maryland and D.C. and in Virginia. But those 5 years there got me ready for then when ESPN News was launching. ESPN decided to launch its own 24-hour news service, sports news service, in 1996. And so I was the second person hired as far as anchors were concerned. Mike Greenberg, the host of Mike and Mike and Get Up, he was the first hire, and then I was hired 1 week after him. So I think of the 10 anchors who started ESPN News, only Greeny and John Butchigross, who does the NHL coverage, are still there. Everyone else has spread out across the country into other jobs. And yeah, we still stay in touch. It's funny how, you know, maybe we don't speak for months at a time, and we can just pick up the phone and pick up from where we left off. Yeah, I've been very fortunate as far as timing is concerned. Show me the day.